House will be in order. Introduction of bills.
Senate File 584 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to the use of monies in the Iowa Economic Emergency Fund and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Kerr for House File 868.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Loiza for opening remarks on House File 868, and we are on the Senate Amendment H1526.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, for the 2022 Education Appropriations Agreement, the target was met at $972,357,588. And increases were given to the Department of the Blind, College Student Aid Commission, Department of Education, community colleges, the Vocational Rehabilitation, Iowa PBS, and for the Iowa School of the Deaf, and increases to the services for blind and visually impaired. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While I appreciate some of the changes in regard to the budget, basically the education budget went from $24.4 million to $26.4 million. Our Regent University still got absolutely no increase, and were treated unfairly in regard to the fact that using the idea that they get federal money and they don't need money, but community colleges and our independent universities also get federal money. So it is that application of rationale that makes absolutely no sense. The other thing that concerns me is that the Brink Amendment that actually saw no public debate that impacts not only our public schools but our private schools, and I have been told that there are some private schools that feel that they will now lose accreditation as a result of these changes. I don't think that is the intent, and if it would have been in a bill that had a subcommittee where we could talk about these things instead of springing it on an amendment on an education bill, we might have avoided some conflicts in regard to this. I wish that this bill was a good bill for child development, a good bill for higher education, a good bill that workers could count on to assist them in gaining additional education for the workforce, but this bill doesn't do it. And in fact, it meddles. It meddles with our K-12 system. It is disappointing that we continue, instead of helping our schools and our systems, we continue to dismantle them. There is no reason to support the Senate amendment or the bill as amended. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was wondering if Representative Kerr would yield for a couple questions.
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
Representative Smith, you are in order.
Thank you for yielding, Representative Kerr. I had a couple of questions. I'll keep it fairly brief. But as I look over the Senate amendment, I wanted to get your input on why you selected IJAG for the diverse K-12 teachers initiative, program, work group, task force.
Well, Representative, as you know, as you mentioned here earlier, that we are having trouble attracting teachers for our diverse population that's growing here in Iowa. And IJAG has a number of different ethnic, I guess you would say, or minority teachers that help them out. And so it was brought to me that it's a possibility that they could brainstorm or get a study. And we just heard tonight about thinking outside the box, having big thoughts. And this is just an idea of people sitting down and talking about how we can solve a problem that's growing here in Iowa.
So how familiar are you with the IJAG program?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. I've worked with them quite a bit in the school, and they do great work, but they don't do this work. Their goal is to help students not drop out, right? Drop out prevention, but they really don't have a place in teacher recruitment. The reason that IJAG is typically impactful, right, is because you use people from the community who have relationships with parents and families and understand the students and go the extra mile. It's really interesting because the way you build that, when you're building an organization or an institution like our K-12 systems are, is you utilize things like the voluntary diversity plans that we had in place that this body has banned, right? And so I'm confused when we talk about we want diversity in educators, but we ban voluntary diversity plans that allow our schools to have diverse populations, which benefit from diverse educators. So forgive my brashness, but I'm really confused. It's like, what the hell we're trying to do here? Because we're talking out of one side, but then our actions are contradictory. And I don't want our students to fall victim to us just throwing stuff at the wall and see if it sticks. I know that's not a reflection on you, Representative Kerr, but with the additional $2 million that we're giving, the Teach Iowa Scholarship Grant that we proposed earlier in our previous conversations that I put up as an amendment, that would have provided us roughly 53 teachers in the state of Iowa, right? And this IJAG program is not going to do that. Before we move in this direction, I think we should challenge the Senate to not just take an idea that sounds good, but make sure it's tangible and the data supports that we can actually do this. Because I'm familiar with this program, and I can tell you that they don't train educators, but they are a great resource for students. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Loiza, Representative Kerr, for closing remarks on H-1526.
Well, I'd like to just mention that the department is still going to head this up, and I think we need to think outside the box on lots of issues when it comes to education. So that's my referring there. So I would just like to thank everybody that served on the Education Committee this past year, and I'd like to say, Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur with the Senate Amendment H-1526 and ask the body to vote yes.
The gentleman from Loiza moves the House concur in H-1526. All those in favor of the amendment shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the amendment is adopted. The gentleman from Loiza moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 868, a bill for an act relating to the funding of, operation of, and appropriation of money to the College Student Aid Commission, the Department of the Blind, the Department of Education, and the State Board of Regents, providing for properly related matters and including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions being enacted on by General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Thorup votes aye. Eisenhart votes no. Cisneros votes aye. Bradley votes aye. Kaufman votes aye. Bohannon votes no. Jones votes no. Andrews votes aye. Westridge votes aye. Moore of Scott votes aye. Thompson votes aye. Maxwell votes aye. Bennett votes no. Nielsen votes no. Losey votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 54. Those voting no, 35. Absent or not voting, 11. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I appreciate the brevity in the debate there on such an important issue. Mr. Speaker, this time I ask for unanimous consent to amend the message, House File 868, to the Senate.
Are there objections? So ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That'll conclude floor debate for this evening. And if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Wednesday, May 19th at 10 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no business, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison. Those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall vote no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.